This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. As we launch into the third hour of the program, our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've had some pretty controversial topics on the show tonight with you. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Bob.
But now, finally, the story that I promised when we first started 2 hours ago, that Atlanta, this is from, by the way, NPR.org, Atlanta's Martin Luther King Jr. National Historical Park has reopened for the first time since the partial government shutdown, which started, of course, on December 22nd. So we're now a full month into said shutdown. Kudos to Trump for getting that one right. Thanks to a grant from Delta Airlines. So it wasn't the government who all of a sudden found the money to open its park officially back up. There was actually a deal cut with a private donor. The deal allows the park to avoid the awkward possibility that it would be closed on the very federal holiday honoring King, which is, of course, today as we're doing this show. Quote, without the assistance provided by the Delta Airlines Foundation, it would have remained closed during the Martin Luther King holiday, junior holiday weekend, said the National Park Service spokes bureaucrat. The reopening comes as a civil rights leader's family and fans celebrate what would have been King's 90th birthday. And because of the grant, those celebrations and remembrances can now include visits to the home where King was born and his longtime church. The 35-acre park, which draws more than 670,000 visitors to Atlanta's Sweet Auburn neighborhood each year, reopened on Saturday with an $83,500 grant from Delta and money from National Park Service recreation fees. It now has enough funds to operate until February 3rd. So, how would you like $6,000 a day to run a park? Do you think you could do it?
I could certainly make a profit off of that, I'm sure. I mean, so I guess that depends. Like,
what kind of regs do I have to comply with?
Regulations, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, plus what kind of park? I mean, like, if we're talking a water park, that might actually cost more. Or like
right.
A theme park, that would probably cost more than
$6,000. It's a piece of empty, undeveloped land.
Is it?
State park. That's what state parks and federal parks.
Well,
are.
No, wait a minute. This is the
national. It's not like a theme park. Like it's a park.
I don't think this is I don't think this is undeveloped here. I think that let's see it. Well, somebody ought to pull it up here. Atlanta's Martin Luther King Jr. National Historical Park. I mean, if it's really, I can't imagine they're getting $6,000 to just run a piece of land. There's got to be. It mentions here that there's a house, so I'm guessing they've put. You know, it says that people can go to his house, basically, that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do so. Visits to the home where King was born and his longtime church. So this seems like the suggestion is that the park includes those things. The park does draw 670,000 visitors. February 3rd is also in the Atlanta, or when Atlanta's hosting the Super Bowl, and the King Park could receive thousands of visitors in town for the game and related events around the stadium, which is less than 3 miles away. The park's website, which I'm pulling up here, says, we're looking forward to your visit, announcing the temporary reopening. The park's main building sits across the street from the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change, where King and his wife, Coretta Scott King, are buried. Down the street is the two-story clapboard house where King was born, and the other direction is Ebenezer Baptist Church, where King was baptized and served as a pastor. So what are you seeing there? You're showing me pictures, but what are you
There's definitely some buildings.
So maybe like a museum kind of thing? Or
yeah,
something like
looks maybe not, but like looks like some maybe some trails and some benches. And there's some stuff there, but I mean, yeah, it's...
They give house tours according to this, according to the website, which is nps.gov/malu. There's, let's see, open house tours of the birth home of Martin Luther King. So it sounds like in addition to whatever the park is, they also own the house. If that's not actually in the park, it's nearby, and so therefore it's part of it.
Okay, so there's some expenses actually involved.
So you got like
there,
a tour guide or something like that, right?
Not $6,000.
Maybe a gift shop or something. But yeah, anybody could probably run whatever park we're talking about. You know the government pays too much
right.
for it.
Right. Well, it's $6,000 if you have to deal with the economic calculation problem.
Yeah, right. Meaning that you aren't subject to the marketplace signals, right? Like, you have no understanding of what things actually cost because you're a bureaucrat and you're just getting some arbitrary amount of money from the federal government, and so you can just spend it on anything you want.
Right. Well, and especially with the way that a lot of those departments get their budget is, well, if you don't spend the money, then your budget gets cut the next year, so you're incentivized to spend all that you can, and then some.
The carrier that became Delta was founded in Georgia and has long had its headquarters in Atlanta. The company's CEO, Ed Bastian, said the airline, quote, felt it was important we do our part to ensure that the historic landmarks be accessible to the public. And I think this is interesting because it shows that, it sort of shows what we've always said. Is that is, if the government were to disappear tomorrow, again, getting into ridiculous, you know, theories that could never be true, but if tomorrow the government or the state or whatever you want to call it were to just go away, then all of a sudden there's all these parks or all these programs that used to exist that had people depending on them, the marketplace would step up to fill whatever the demand and whatever the need was. In this case, the market said, hey, we think this park ought to be open again. And now it's open. They didn't have to, like, you know, go through some ridiculous bureaucratic process. They were just able to accept the money from Delta and reopen the park. So what would end up happening is if, let's say this government shutdown keeps going, right? And people are like, we want our parks, let us in. You'll see people come up with, like you were talking about, volunteer trash pickups, people who could actually fund some of these parks. But eventually the people funding the park would be like, yeah, it was cool that we started you guys back up again, but $6,000 seems like way too much per day here. We see there's 5 employees and a bathroom, so how about $1,000 a day? And we'll hire a new manager that can run it for $1,000 a day, and then we'll keep it open for even longer.
Right.
So that's what would happen is people would come in there and they'd find all the inefficiencies because then they would be funding it voluntarily, and then they would care about finding those inefficiencies.
Well, not to mention how, I guess the closest word I can think of off the top of my head is sleazy. Mm-hmm. It is that the organization that told MLK to kill himself or that they would kill him.
And then did.
Yeah. It now, quote unquote, owns his house and stuff. Like, that is,
that's a whole other
that's
point.
Kind of dark. It's like a trophy almost.
That's all right. It's been a pretty dark show. I don't know if you've noticed tonight. The special grant will help cover the cost of reopening and cleaning up the park, according to the National Park Service, and the money will also be used to pay maintenance costs and for the employees who normally would not be paid under their NPS fee collection fund. The arrangement in Atlanta is one of the most high-profile cases of a third party stepping in to open a national park to visitors while Washington is racked by the partial federal shutdown. There are currently more than 40 similar funding deals in place as NPS, which is National Park Service, tried to cope with a gap in operating nearly 420 national parks. Contributions are coming from businesses, groups, and states. New York, for instance, is paying to operate the Statue of Liberty National Monument, for instance. And Utah's tourism office is paying to keep visitor services running at the Arches, Bryce Canyon, and Zion National Parks. And in Yellowstone National Park, snowy roads are being groomed thanks to money from Zantara Parks and Resorts. So interesting that there are dozens of examples of people just stepping up. Shocking. You know what? People will actually support the things they care about. We don't need the government to be there at all for anything, really. But ultimately, the parks are a good example of how the market can just take care of this. If people want to go to a park, let those people pay for it. There's no reason why everyone in a society who will never use the park should have to pay for a park. It can absolutely be funded by the people who enjoy going to that place, whether it's just, you know, to, you know, go play tennis or basketball at the local sports park, or it's to go and look at monuments and appreciate history. Whatever it is that the motivation is going to motivate people to contribute. And this is the initial example of that. And I think as this partial government shutdown goes on, we're going to see more of these examples. And hopefully, and I don't know if Trump can, you know, do anything about this, at some point, maybe they can just spin these things off. Like, oh, yeah, New York, you want to take care of the Statue of Liberty? Here you go. take care of the Statue of Liberty. I mean, I still don't support the states running it, but it's better than having the federal government do it. It's some level of decentralization. Oh, what's that? You want to do this private? Some private company wants to support this other park? Here, why don't you just own the whole thing?
Yeah.
More coming up here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free if you want to join us here. You can bring us anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Harvard says putting kids to school too early is a bad idea. Melanie, you've got that story on the way. Ian, Melanie, and Bob in the studio tonight. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. But first, I do want you to know, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force, we talked about the non-aggression principle earlier, and those who agree and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you are welcome at liberty.menu. If you aren't one of those, you know, people, if you don't abide by the non-aggression principle, you're not welcome at liberty.menu. So anybody who is a libertarian or a voluntarist or anarchist, freedom lover, go to liberty.menu because you can list the things that you do there for other liberty-minded folks to find out about. So maybe you've got a business that you run. Maybe you've got an event that you coordinate. Maybe you've got digital content that you create. There's categories for all of that there. It's a map-based system, you know, showing little map points of where people's businesses are and such. And it's free to use it. So do you not want free exposure? Because if you want some free exposure for your thing that you do, then get over to liberty.menu. In fact, if you do more than one thing, you got more than one business or more than one show or whatever you want to share with people, you can add it all there for free at liberty.menu. Now, of course, there are ways to upgrade if you want to, you know, pay for a little bit of extra promotion, but the base level product is free at liberty.menu. And if you want, you can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and then you will get a special listener badge on your profile. That's liberty.menu. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. David in New Mexico, listening online. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, it's a good one for Melanie, since she's there tonight. And what you just said, yeah, we don't need government at all, because when they're not doing what they're doing in the situation you described, they do other things, like actually obstruct forward progress by citizens. And Melanie, and everybody, but Melanie in particular, and this does not call for legal advice, but the government makes laws, and then they don't follow their own laws. That's nothing new. We all know that. But when one finds, like I have recently described to you on your show over a number of nights, when there's an enumerated statute, in this case, you know, 32A 516E in New Mexico, that's like one or two sentences long, and it says something very specific, and then the government actually doesn't even follow that, we have the governor, and we have the state auditor, and we have the state attorney general, and we have the court system, and there's some overlap in their job duties. And so a question is, where is the most effective place when a person discovers that a civil law that's enumerated is being obviously violated, you know, what's the best entry point because of the overlap, you know, of the different things that I listed out, what's the best overlap or entrance point, I mean, to begin the formal complaint process to call the government on the fact that they're very obviously violating their own law?
Yeah, I mean, so I would have to have experience in New Mexico to answer that.
You mean as far as courts and such?
Yeah, and I don't, because I would not only have to know what the law is, because if they're not following it, then that kind of ship has already sailed. I would have to know the likelihood of the behavior of these particular individuals, and I have no idea. So,
well, we can make it a... Make it a generic situation then. I mean, the positions that I laid out, like governor, auditor, AG, they're all very generic, and the court systems, whether federal or state courts, they're all very generic. So if you discover that, you know, and you have criminal code and you got civil code, so you find something in the civil code that is very specific, and it's very blatantly and obviously demonstrably not being adhered to, being directly violated on an ongoing basis year in and year out, where in a generic system, you know, governor, AG, auditor, so on, where are the various entry points for that are most logical, most appropriate for complaining about, you know, filing a formal complaint about that?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know local New Mexico law.
I'll say this. I mean, having gone and looked into filing complaints against government's malfeasance, I've done this, you know, in New Hampshire, generally you're going to run into a bunch of dead ends and a bunch of bureaucrats that don't want to talk, that don't want to help. In theory, if some bureaucrat somewhere is violating the law, in theory, the Attorney General's office should be able to do something about that. But the odds that they will do something about that are very, very slim. The odds that they'll even want to talk to you about it are very slim. I remember if you actually look on YouTube and you search the Free Keen YouTube channel for Meet Dick Tracy, you'll find a video where we actually went into the Attorney General's office in Concord, New Hampshire, trying to get some kind of attention. I forget what the issue was. But we had a video camera with us, and the dude didn't even want to talk. Like, he started, you know, to be very, very rude simply because we wanted to get the conversation on the record. And, you know, these people are not there for customer service. They're not there to help you out. So I'm not going to say that you would have a complete, you know, that there would be no luck. But that's probably where I would start if you actually have some kind of evidence of some kind of corruption or whatever, and you'll likely run into a dead end.
Yeah, my understanding is, and of course Melanie would be the best here to correct me if I'm wrong, is that there is no state that's generic. They, like, yeah, a lot of them will have similar structures, but
a lot of it's boilerplate.
Yeah, there are a lot of boilerplate things, but a lot of the specifics are very different. New Mexico is going to be very different from Louisiana, which is going to be very different from New Hampshire. And I will say one thing that we have here in New Hampshire, that we just got fairly recently, as of November, is we do now have taxpayer standing. So if you're a taxpayer, you can sue them to follow their laws. Not
in theory.
Of course.
It hasn't happened yet, right? Like, they just started this. I don't know if you've heard about any cases that have been filed.
No, I haven't.
But it'll be interesting to follow along with the first such case, whenever the first case is filed, and see, oh, you've got a right to sue? Well, does that mean that the judge won't kick it out for lack of, you know, other things besides standing? Normally they kick you out for you don't have standing.
Right, because, of course, like, now New Hampshire does generally tend to be better than other places. But, of course, at the end of the day, like,
I've heard New Hampshire's legal system's one of the worst. I don't know.
But from who and what were they comparing it to?
And of course, like all other governments and government agencies, at the end of the day, they're a violent gang of thugs, and they're going to do whatever they're going to do, whatever's, you know. So.
That's true.
Yeah, so there's going to be some pretty solid similarities in civil law. In civil laws, not suing the government, but in civil court and in criminal courts between most of the states. But if you're talking about, like, local regulations and procedures, then you just have to know the ones for, like, that town. And
it sounds like he's talking about state level.
I don't know.
It sounds like he's talking about state level because you would still have to go to a state court if you saw that town officials were being malfeasant because they're all under the state constitution. So you probably would have to do that. I would also recommend, and David, thank you for the call tonight, I would also recommend talking to an attorney because they would more likely, you know, Melanie, you went to law school, but you didn't go in New Mexico. So, like you're saying, you don't really know what the rules are there. Talk to an attorney and see if he can point you in the right direction. If they don't know what to do, they might know somebody who does know. So a lot of attorneys will make recommendations of other attorneys. That's where I would start besides the AG's office. I think those would be two starting points for you, and I thank you for the call tonight. But either way, you're going to find that it's almost impossible just to, you know, hold the state accountable for breaking its own rules. Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump and Vice President Pence pay their respects and visit the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. President Trump remains in Washington as the partial government shutdown starts week 5. In Atlanta,
I remember when he did get assassinated, I was 12 years old.
Patrick Price, who lives in Atlanta, will never forget the moment in time when Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day.
Every year to honor King, he goes to the service at Ebenezer Baptist Church, not far from where King and his wife buried.
I'm 63 now, 63 years old. I was 12 years old when he got assassinated. So I've been around his parades and birthdays. Today will have been Dr. King's 90th birthday, and everybody should be proud of the things that he did. He's a great man, great leader, and we have came a long way with him.
Wall Street closed for the holiday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here and bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Bob.
855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available over at discord.lrn.fm. We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, Melanie has a story about Harvard apparently saying putting their kids in school too early is a bad thing. And, of course, we would say putting your kids in government school at all is a bad thing no matter what the age is. But we'll see what Harvard has to say about it coming up here. And, of course, your calls and thoughts also welcome. We go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to mention that natural cholesterol or fat is actually good for us, and it's necessary for our body.
So, well, Sarah is not a doctor or a nutritionist, but she might be right. I don't know. I've heard that fat, like when we were growing up, fat was supposed to be a bad thing, and then it became like maybe it's not so bad. Maybe you actually need some of it. And go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. From my understanding, just things I've heard here and there and whatnot, I'm certainly not a doctor myself and certainly haven't applied it properly, as anyone watching on the webcam can tell.
But the thing is, that may not be from fat, right? It could be from sugar or other things that kind of turn into.
Right. Well, no, that's exactly. Yeah. Essentially, you should flip the food pyramid upside down.
Didn't they already do that? The government?
No. I mean, they changed it somewhat, but they still have too many sugars and carbohydrates in there.
So, don't count on the government to give you good nutrition advice.
No, and in fact, if you look into the history of that, they basically did it as an experiment on people. Like, they knew you shouldn't have that many carbs.
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, the Ms. Obama, she tried to make the lunches really healthy, but it's actually bad for the children because she did all this, like, low fat. That was a big thing, is that they tricked her into thinking that fat is bad for our health, and none of the kids want to eat the food because there's no fat, and our bodies need the fat.
Well, I got news for you. Kids didn't want to eat the government lunches as long as I can remember. I don't know if it has anything to do with Obama's, you know, tweaks to whatever the menu was. It's always been subpar, low standard quality, like basically prison food. I mean, essentially.
Yeah, I know. At the school I went to, it was the best thing that they served was the pepperoni
pizza.
And it was like Totino's pizzas are way better than that garbage. Like, I mean, I probably would have rather had eaten greasy cardboard.
Did you ever go to government school, Sarah, when you were school age?
Well, of course, yes, I did. Yes, and, okay. And then I had the lunches. But
what's your memory of the quality of the lunches? I mean, were the kids when you were going to school like really excited about them?
I really liked the food. You know, I mean, yeah. I wasn't complaining.
Well, you have just been on welfare for a long time. I mean, so like you loved the government free food, and when you know got it from the cafeteria, and now you're on welfare today, in your 50s?
Well, I think I paid for the lunches when I was going to school because they
usually charge for, because that's why people like apply for free lunch and stuff, so they do charge for the food.
Good point. No, hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's a good thing she brought that up because we were going to talk about schools. Melanie, you've got a story out of Harvard?
Yeah, so Harvard, not exactly like the most right-leaning organization on the planet.
Okay.
Has come out with a study that they summarized on their website saying that putting kids in school too early is bad for them.
Okay.
So this came out into last year, November 28th. Could a child, this is from news.harvard.edu.
Got it.
Could a child's birthday put him or her at risk for an ADHD misdiagnosis? The answer appears to be yes, at least among children born in August, who start school in states where enrollment is cut off at September 1st, birth date.
Meaning they start school basically a year younger than a lot of their other schoolmates.
Yes.
So, and I was one of these people. I was on the younger side of my class. So there were people in my classes who were always a year or most of a year older than me. That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. And so the idea is that because you were born right before school started and you got in too early.
Yeah, then you're a year older than everybody
somehow
else.
Somehow damaging you. Or you're younger, right?
Oh, yeah, you're younger than everybody else.
Yeah.
According to a new study led by Harvard Medical School researchers, the findings published November 28th in the New England Journal of Medicine show that children born in August in those states are 30% more likely to receive an ADHD diagnosis compared with their slightly older peers enrolled in the same grade. The rate of ADHD diagnosis among children has risen dramatically over the past 20 years. In 2016 alone, more than 5%...
Why is that?
Part of that is just going to be like people having access to medical care at an increasing rate, because people have access to everything at an increasing rate. Part of it, though, is just I don't feel like dealing with younger kids. Let's drug them instead. That's easier.
So there's this is, you know, a lot of people have said that's overdiagnosed, right? Yeah. The idea is that you don't want to deal with the kid, and so just go ahead and put them on some drugs to calm them down. Others have said that the reason why this is happening is because these young people are not being challenged, so they're bored to tears in these government classrooms, and so they're going to act out.
Well, especially with the government government classrooms being increasingly androgenized.
What do you mean by that?
Boys and girls are different.
Yeah.
Like, and they're going to learn differently. They're going to act differently. They develop at different rates in different ways.
So are you saying segregate the genders?
Well, of course I would be saying don't have public schools
at all.
And in fact, like, I think, even the...
What are you saying? The ideal, without government schools, to take them out of the picture, the ideal classroom in a private environment would be all female or all male?
Not necessarily, but more individualized.
I see.
So you would have to, it would certainly necessitate, really, I think, all parents should be homeschooling, or the vast majority of them at the very least, and then, fill in with, if absolutely necessary, filling in with... It was like maybe a Montessori school.
Because I don't know how you would even diagnose a 4-year-old with ADHD. Like, 4-year-olds have short attention spans. 4-year-olds are supposed to be running around. You can't possibly diagnose that at 4 or 5 years old.
That sounds scary that somebody would do that. And the idea of getting on hopped up on pills at that age is sounds crazy.
Amphetamines,
right?
Like, that's what they prescribe amphetamines.
Yeah. More to the story?
Yeah. Experts believe the rise is fueled by a combination of factors, including a greater recognition of the disorder, which is true, a true rise in the incidence of the condition, and in some cases, improper diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So then they just go through and...
So the idea is... Let me see if I'm following this. So the idea is because a person starts kindergarten, which is typically the age is 5, but they could be as young as 4, right? If they were born at the right time or whatever, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe it's 6 and 5 instead of 5 and 4, but it's one of those two, right? So either way, we're talking about one person who's a year younger. They might be more likely to act, like a child. Of course, they're all children, but to be more like a 4-year-old, more impulsive and whatever. And so therefore they're getting diagnosed more often as the younger people.
Yeah, because they're being treated as if they're a year older than they actually are, and at that age, that kind of matters.
It makes a big difference, what you're saying.
Literally, we're talking a quarter to a fifth of their lifespan.
Yeah, well, and big surprise, hello, government one-size-fits-all education system sure doesn't fit all in this case.
It really fits none.
Well, it doesn't fit any of them.
Right. In this case, the younger people are at a distinct disadvantage at that point. But that's how it is. And if you don't like it, well, you got to pay for it anyway, because if you don't, they'll steal your house from you.
Yeah. I mean, really, sending your kid to a public school is child abuse.
There's more coming up here.
You're a bad person for doing
it. Most people don't know what they're doing, so it's
irrelevant.
Well, you've got to know that what you're doing is wrong to be, I think, bad. But we're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial on in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got room for you if you want to jump in right now. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Bob.
855-450-3733. Also, we got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And that is where you can jump into any one of those rooms and get on the air with us to talk about whatever you want to discuss. And I want to say thanks to Chris Grigio, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier, meaning Chris gives $10 per month to Free Talk Live, and he does it voluntarily. We appreciate it. You can obviously enjoy all the features on our website, like free archives and video feeds from Twitch and all that, for free. We give you the website features for free. But there are some cool perks that you'll get as a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you'll feel good because you're helping us get the ideas of Liberty out further to more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board. So please, go to the AMP page over at amp.freetalklive.com. We started doing this sort of acknowledgement, on-air acknowledgement of who our amplifiers are a few months back, and we've now gone through the full cycle of the full list, basically. There's only there's less than 200 amplifiers out there, so it's not a very long list to begin with, and not all of them have opted in to be mentioned on the air. So when you amp over at amp.freetalklive.com, by default, you're anonymous. If you would like to be thanked on the air, you have to opt into that, and there are instructions that you'll get once you sign up. Usually once a week I do amp processing, and then I send out all those instructions. So you'll get the instructions, and then you can, you know, have your name read on the air as a Free Talk Live amplifier, like Chris Grisho, who is, I say, gold amplifier, doing $10 a month. We only ask for $5, so he's gone above and beyond that. Certainly appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. Once again, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, you can use Bitcoin, BTC, and it makes a big difference for us. It's amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the phone, Jeffrey in Pennsylvania, watching us online. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Yo, what's going on, guys? How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I first called in talking about, like college textbook costs and stuff, but actually, is it okay if I switch up my topic a bit?
Yeah, sure. You can talk about anything you want.
So basically, I wanted to talk about, like, you know, how America is all about freedom of speech, and, like, we have that right. But in recent, like, light and media and all that stuff, like, it kind of feels like we don't have freedom of speech at all at this point, because there's...
Give me an example of why you feel that way.
Yeah, so there's a Ben Shapiro, like, lecture going on, and this guy was basically telling his story of, because he said a joke that was taken the wrong way, he got reported to his school, basically his GPA dropped because he was suspended from school, then later expelled. He collected an amount of debt, and that's all just because he chose to say something under his First Amendment right, but look at all he lost during this situation. It's like, yeah, you're free to speak, but at what price nowadays?
Well, it's an excellent question. And obviously, the freedom of speech only has to do with government property.
Which schools are, because there are only two private colleges in the country.
Right. So, yeah, the idea...
And I doubt it was any of those.
Probably right. If he's punished at a government-run school or a government-funded school, then he may actually have an actionable issue, and he should get in touch with FIRE, which I believe is one of the student speech rights associations.
Yes.
So that would be a place to start there. But generally, freedom of speech is only a concept that comes into play when we're talking about the government, public property, parks, sidewalks, colleges.
Yeah. CIA fronts as social media platforms.
Right. Places like that. If it's private property, then you don't have the freedom of speech because the private property owner's rights are tantamount, meaning that if the private property owner, like a movie theater, of course, is one of the examples that people always bring up, and they bring it up in an inappropriate manner because they bring up the yelling fire in a crowded theater. Well, no, the reason you don't yell fire in a crowded theater is because it's against the rules unless there's actually a fire.
Yeah.
It's the owner who says, exactly, I don't want people yelling in my theater. And the owner can also say, I don't want a crying baby in my theater. Or I don't want, you know, you with your mohawk in my theater. I mean, in theory, there is no such thing as free speech on private property unless the private property owner wants to allow that.
Not to mention, of course, that the government has never really respected freedom of speech.
No, of course
not. I mean, like, before the, you know, metaphorically speaking, before the ink was dry on the Constitution, they put in the Alien and Sedition Act. Like, you know.
Which had as an aggravating factor the truth of what you were saying.
Anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, like, in terms of freedom of speech.
Whatever it is you're about to say, so we're just going to go ahead and hit the dumb button. All right there, buddy. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got better things to do than listen to insults.
And I'd really rather you not talk about my wife in such a manner.
Yeah.
My pregnant wife at that.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. Did you want to add something, or else we'll just move on?
Well, I was going to make a smart A comment. I was going to say that was one of the better, like, it actually
one of the
put
better
effort
pranks.
Forth.
Yeah.
Instead of just somebody calling up and just cursing and not saying
right.
anything at all.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give him that, too. So, story here from Vermont, nearby Vermont. This is interesting. For those of you that have been looking for a reason to move up to New England, we've been talking a lot about New Hampshire as a destination for libertarians to target and come here and make a better life for themselves and have more freedom and hopefully work together to actually attain more freedom, you know, as activists. But Vermont's got a competitive little program they've created. According to the story at USA Today, last spring, Vermont said it would offer $10,000 to remote workers who put down roots in Vermont. If you want that money, then you can get your application ready. The state will begin accepting applications as of this past New Year's Day, so as of this month. The grants will be given out on a first-come, first-served basis, said the spokesbureaucrat for the Agency of Commerce and Community Development. The plan, approved by the governor and the legislature last spring, sparked widespread interest and lots of social media jokes about craft beer and cold weather. The state received thousands of calls from aspiring Vermonters. Messages from people wanting one of the grants even poured in to the voicemail and inbox of the Burlington Free Press's political reporter who wrote about the state's plan. Current residents aren't eligible. State officials hoped Vermont's high quality of life would entice out-of-state workers to swap their office for a Vermont co-working space or a home office. The law defines a qualifying worker as a person who works primarily from a Vermont home office or co-working space and is employed full-time by a company that is based outside of the state. Only workers who become full-time Vermont residents after January 1st will be eligible, but be sure you read the fine print. And they bullet point a few of the important points here. One, the $10,000 isn't a lump sum, but instead two payments of up to $5,000 over 2 years. Up to being one of the key words. You must be, point number two, a full-time employee of a company headquartered outside of Vermont. So if you're just a contractor, it probably won't work for you. You can't live in Vermont already. Your moving date must be on or after January 1st. The money can cover moving expenses, computer equipment, broadband access, and membership in a co-working space. So, yes, you'll have to buy your own coat, says the story here. But I think it's an interesting proposal, and it's only a 2-year window of time. So if you are a person who meets these qualifications, the state of Vermont will pay you to move pretty damn close to New Hampshire, right? Like, if you've got the full-time job and your company can send you to, you know, you don't have to work from a company office. You can work from home. Then all you got to do is apply at this government
program.
Well, it
sounds like you have to work from home or a co-working workspace.
Yeah, a co-working space.
Yeah, so sounds like you can't be in a company office.
Correct. The idea is the company would not be located in Vermont.
Right.
So they're trying to get more people to move to this barren wasteland.
Right, they have, I believe it's 600,000 people, which is approximately half of what New Hampshire has, which New Hampshire has a seventh of the population of New York City.
Yeah, and of course the square kilometers is probably about the same between Vermont and New Hampshire.
Right.
They look relatively similar when you put them right next to one another, and they are right next to one another. So if you've been thinking about moving up here, why not let the government subsidize it?
Because that's communist.
A, that's icky, and B, I'm kind of concerned about the type of people that's going to attract.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to attract people with full-time jobs, so it's not like, you know, it's going to be somebody who's a total scuzz.
Plenty of people with full-time jobs are complete tax beneficiaries.
What do you mean by tax beneficiary?
So if your income, if you paid income tax of $5,000, and you paid sales tax of $2,000, and you got $30,000 in government benefits, you're a net beneficiary.
Okay. Why would a full-time employee get $30,000 in government benefits?
Could be a full-time employee and not make that much money, and you could be a full-time employee and have 10 kids.
Okay. So, like, various different welfare programs is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Cobbled together. Well, anyway, the money's out there, and, you know, they're going to give it to somebody. So if you've been looking for an excuse and you meet the qualifications, why not? $10,000 help you cover your moving costs. Hey, you can learn more about the migration to New Hampshire over at move.shiresociety.com, and that's where libertarians are coordinating their actions to achieve more freedom in our lifetime. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time.
Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.